I was always sort of interested in it, but not really passionate about it. Mm-hmm. And now that I've been talking with them and we visited DC for some prep work for the conference, I've gotten a lot more excited about it.
Okay. So when is the climate change conference? Because I know that they're, you know, they've got a big one coming up where they're going to try to get a new, basically, Kyoto deal, I guess. And that's not going to happen until next year. So mm-hmm. this is like a preliminary lead up to it, I guess.
Kind of. They have it every year. It's the United Nations Climate Change Conference, but it's the Conference of Parties. This is the 20th one. So this one's in Peru. Yeah, next year is in Paris, and it's the big one.
I wonder, you know, they just announced that deal between the U.S. and China.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's going to get a lot more attention, these talks, because of that.
Yeah, I think that's definitely possible. I mean, I really don't know. I kind of don't know what I'm going into there.
Mm-hmm.
ACS sponsors it. That's the American Chemical Society. And they told us basically, you know, they just want us to like raise awareness and like kind of get people involved and excited about climate change. So they told us, you know, when we get there, we're going to find what we want to do and find what we're interested in. So really, I'm not sure what is going to be talked about there. And they said it's a lot and, you know, it's going to be kind of overwhelming because there's so much going on.
So you don't know what you're going to be doing precisely, but you're going to be mm-hmm. blogging the event, right? You're going to be doing some outreach.
Yeah. Well, there's 8 students from different universities and we're all going to be posting on this blog site that we have. It's called Students on Climate Change. We also have a Facebook page that we're posting on. It's just all kinds of social media outreach. The conference is 2 weeks long. And so it's going to be 4 of us 1 week and 4 of us the next week. And so we're just going to be going and watching the talks and listening to the delegates and interviewing people and blogging about our experiences, basically.
What do your friends think when you told them you're doing this?
They're interested in it. A lot of my friends don't deny it. You know, they're not like the people who don't believe in it. A lot of them, some of them are like, oh, well, you know, I don't think people are actually that important to the climate change. So, you know, I don't know how much worth it is. My parents don't really believe in it at all. So they're proud of me and everything, but they're like, I don't know if this is true. And I'm like,
Right. Well, so what do you think? Like, you've been getting into it more and more. Like, what is your take on climate change? And I mean, even the debate around it.
Well, when we went to D.C., they had us go to D.C., and some of us met with some people on the Capitol, like on the Hill, and then some of us met with some of the agencies. And I learned that actually the United States is one of the only countries who's still debating whether it exists at all. A lot of places have accepted it. And I mean, I don't think that it should be a political debate. I think it's kind of a problem that it is. The majority of data says that it's happening, and it's hard to relate data if you're not a scientist, you know, to other people. So I think really what needs to be done is to find a way to make this data relatable to people and understandable. I tried not to be really political on it because what I do is a lot of research and science stuff, so I understand how to communicate in that way. But what I'm going to work on is trying to communicate it in a way that isn't so technical.
Yeah, exactly. So you may be playing a huge role in this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just you're going up there to observe things, but you are going to be communicating this
mm-hmm.
too.
I mean, I think the reason it's so important for this is because, like, the way people are living their lives is having an effect. And the thing that I think a lot of people think is that people who are talking about climate change want us to stop using fossil fuels or something, and nobody wants that. Everyone knows there's no way we could do that, and no one expects that. I think it's just kind of like a push towards renewable energy and just better, more efficient means that aren't so harmful.
Based on what you've seen, are you pessimistic or optimistic about whether or not we can actually even tackle the issue?
I'm actually pretty optimistic about it because actually one of the things that I learned when we were talking to the agencies in DC is they were saying that a lot of the technologies are basically on the cusp of like being ready to use. And mostly the problem is the implementation into the energy grid we have right now. I mean, really, things have to be done and, you know, we have to implement these technologies, but I'm not pessimistic about it.